Now, I think for everybody out there, it's important to know that maybe there is a way forward, because you keep hearing about CXCR4's impact on BTK inhibitors, and there are actually CXCR4 inhibitors. We have a trial right now with the drug ulocumab that actually is very exciting. We are seeing, you know, even in the early data that we presented at our Waldenstrom's workshop last year, we are seeing that the depth of response and getting earlier responses can be impacted by targeting CXCR4. And there's actually another very large trial that's about to begin, you know, looking at an oral CXCR4 antagonist. And of course, people know plerixafor has been used in studies, even in CXCR4 WHIM patients, that shows that they can tolerate CXCR4 antagonism over long periods of time. So I think there is a way forward here, even with the CXCR4 mutated patients.
So Thanos, I'm curious, as you look forward in terms of new agents and new strategies in Waldenstrom's, what are some of the areas that have you most excited?
Well, I believe that venetoclax is an agent that should be studied further in patients with Waldenstrom's. There are already single agent data by Steve Treon, and I believe that a combination of venetoclax with ibrutinib is worthy of further evaluation, in an attempt also to see whether we can use a treatment of fixed duration. Furthermore, we within the European Waldenstrom Consortium would like to initiate a trial that will investigate a combination of ibrutinib with calfizomib, again in an attempt to administer the treatment for a fixed duration. We believe that with the potency of both agents, we may be able to discontinue ibrutinib after a certain period of time and follow the patient to see whether we'll have long-lasting remissions.